Ben Chiarot really looked like he waited and waited for you to get in a good position there. What did you see on that goal that I guess ended up being the game winner?
Yeah, I feel like all the D here have good patience. You know, a lot of guys, they don't waste a lot of shots. I think if they do, they're kind of looking for a screen or a man coming. And then I think once he kind of pump faked it and realized there's no one in front of it, he didn't want to waste it, saw me coming, it kind of made eye contact, and he just kind of waited. So a lot of credit to him. And you know, when you have D-men like that, they're either always activating or always have their head up when they're shooting. It just makes it tough to defend.
How tough are these games? This is like your fourth or third in a row now against teams that are not in the playoffs, and they've been grinds and battles, obviously. So are these tough ones to get through, especially knowing what's on the horizon?
Yeah, no. I mean, at the same time, like, you want to dial it up at the same time. You know, you played last game. You know, then you're going to have 3 days of practices before, maybe 4 days before your next game. So, you know, at the same time, you know, you want to be healthy. But I think it's you got to have that mentality that, you know, no matter who you're playing, no matter what the score is, you want to try to do things that are a game like that might happen in playoff time. And, you know, that was the message in here between every period, no matter what was going on.
Paul, what's the first round matchup with the Wild going to be like?
For me, it'll be my fourth time probably playing on the first round. So, no, it's always tough. I think there's no easy matchups, I think, in the Western Conference for sure. And it hasn't been like that, you know, probably since the lockout. And, you know, I don't know how we matched up this year against them, because since I've been here, we haven't played them. But I know when we worry about what we do, you know, we dictate play. We want to, you know, try to throw everything at them instead of sin back. You know, that's when we played our best. So, you know, I guess that's who we're playing. You know, I know they've lost, you know, one of their key guys to injuries, but that doesn't matter. You know, sometimes, you know, teams build off that. They can play better like that. I think we don't really look at, you know, who's in the lineup, who's not in the lineup. I think we focus and our, you know, our more priority should be about, you know, what we do as a team and what we want to do, you know, come first puck of the drop Wednesday or Thursday. Oh yeah, I mean they're all fun buildings to play in and playoff time. So, you know, this one's gonna be rocking. But that one always gets loud. But like I said, you know, the louder the buildings, I think the more fun it is to play in. And then especially when you are going on the road in a hostile atmosphere, it really brings the guys closer together.
You've been part of some fun rivalries. It really needs a playoff meeting in order to really have a rivalry, though, doesn't it?
Yeah, absolutely. I think you know, now with the way this is set up, I feel like you play a lot of the same teams all the time. You know, that's what it seems like it's happened in the last, you know, 4 or 5 years. But yeah, I think once you get that, you know, a couple of games under your belt, I think then you really kind of grow to hate your opponent. And you know, that's the beauty of playoffs. I think once you play a team once, then, you know, you always have that issue with them, and, you know, it never goes away.
Well, just one more on the game, especially the first period. Did you feel that maybe your team was a little sloppy at times there? Obviously, a couple breakaways, Connor Hellebuck stopped, but it's maybe a few bad habits that crept into the game early on.
Yeah, I mean, one of them was a broken stick, and then they got a breakaway, so you can't do much about that. The other one, I think we just, you know, were aggressive, which is what we wanted to do, and, you know, we just didn't have that third guy back. But I think early on, the puck seemed to be bouncing a little bit. We kind of had too many turnovers in the neutral zone, whether it's just over stick handling or not making the simple play. And I think when we were kind of getting on top of them, as when we played simple hockey, we got it deep. We kind of got it on the forecheck and started possessing the puck. And, you know, I tell the guys here that, to me, that's what makes our team so good is you can score off the rush, which is nice when you do it. But, you know, what makes this team so tough is when they're, you know, we have four lines constantly coming at you, you know, making you turn, making you play defense and sitting on your heels. And that's, you know, that's where we get our momentum. That's where we kind of dictate play, and that's what we want to do.